Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
This week, Noah and Jeff review...
Fuck, what is the name of the movie? Fuck. I don't remember the goddamn name of the movie. Noah and Jeff review Looper. That's what it is, sorry.
This week, Noah and Jeff review Looper, Andy reviews Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and another fucking movie, fuck! What's the other movie? Rise of the Planet and The Thing. In this week's mini-episode, Noah and Jeff review... Fuck. In this week's mini-episode, Noah and Jeff review Looper. Andy reviews... In this week's mini-episode, Noah and Jeff review the movie Looper. Andy removes...
Motherfucking shit!
In this week's mini-episode, Noah and Jeff review the movie Looper. Andy reviews the movies Rise of the Planet of the Apes and The Thing. And Tim is supposed to review the movie Taken 2.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast Movie Reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about shit.
Hey, everybody, this is Noah. I'm just introducing a quickie NG episode. Me and Jeff saw Looper, and we did a little mini review of it. So this is that audio. Just a couple things I wanted to say. Seems like we were just talking about Emily Blunt and Piper Perabo, who played Susie. Emily Blunt played the main female lead. And we didn't really mention their acting. We just talked about their attractiveness. So I want to say they both did great acting jobs and not to diminish their talent. But they are also attractive. I don't think I really stated that I liked the movie, which I did. It explores some interesting concepts, such as, like, do the ends justify the means? I don't think that gives too much away. We do get into spoilers in the episode, so... keep that in mind, and we do say spoilers before we start talking about it, but just to pre-warn you as well. All right, enjoy the episode. Bye.
Tancast Movie Reviews.
So what's the format here?
We're just going to talk movie and, you know, try to keep it spoiler-free since it just came out, but, you know. Just...
Oh, man, spoiler-free?
Well, right, if you want to go spoiler, I mean.
We can't spoil the movie.
First, we should introduce ourselves. This is Noah.
This is Jeff.
Our good friend Jeff. We're doing a mini episode, a quickie, something, I don't know.
Like
NGCast.
A little mini special guest with Noah.
Gincast.
Noah and friends.
Nogcast.
Noah plus friends.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So we just saw Looper.
Looper.
With Jess Dorson Gunn-Levitt. Are you the one that...
JGL, man.
Yeah, JGL.
It takes too much time to say Joseph Gordon-Levitt. See, look at that. It just wasted, like, half the mini podcast.
And his name is too generic just to go Joseph. You're like, Joseph who? What Joseph are you talking about?
And you can't say Gordon-Levitt, because then that sounds stupid.
You go Willis. Bruce. Do people know what Bruce is, generally? Like, you know, you're Bruce.
No.
No?
You gotta say Bruce Willis.
We both just say Willis.
You're like, Willis? I don't know. What is that?
Willis,
you just mispronounced something?
Willis.
Yeah, JGL and Bruce Willis and Emily Blunt.
I did not see this movie, but that other movie he did where he's riding on a bike. This came out recently. He's like a bike messenger. People are chasing him down.
Oh, yes.
I heard, like, people actually like that movie.
Yeah, I heard it was good, too, and I can't remember what it was called right now. Well, anyway. So, Looper.
Looper.
Like, whoa, man.
It was different than I expected.
Really?
Just from the preview.
Okay.
I mean, it was kind of like what I expected, but I guess it didn't show too much, I would say, in the preview.
Yeah.
So there's a whole other element that I did not realize.
Should we talk about that? I mean, that's kind of a big part of the movie. I was just saying about how I didn't know about that either.
Well, I guess you should say spoiler, because, like, if you just go off the preview, and you even said you read stuff.
And I still didn't know. Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess we should say spoiler alert. What do you want to say? Like, there's a kid?
Yeah, there's a kid that's a key part of the movie. That the second half of the movie pretty much focuses on, and I just didn't see any of that stuff coming, and it was surprising, and it made the movie even more interesting than it already was to me. So yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought from the preview that just Bruce Willis didn't want to get killed.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean,
so, yeah. I knew reading about it that it went different places and things happened, but I think that most of the reviews that I read stayed away from. From talking about it too much, I guess, in order to not spoil it. So, sorry, anyone listening, we just spoiled it for you.
I mean, well, when we put this up, we'll put a tag that there's spoilers. Okay. So,
but yeah, man, I'm really impressed. I was impressed with JGL's performance. The people talked about how much he nailed young Bruce Willis, and I think he really did.
Yeah, he got the stare down.
I mean, he changed his voice. Everything about it was like. You know, I what I saw in the previews, I was impressed by, and then just the movie itself, he totally nailed it.
Now, did you? I don't know this. I mean, we talked about there's a kid. Did you know which? I mean, was it obvious to you which kid it was?
Well, I mean, I think because the movie had him go there, it was clear he was going to turn out to be.
I mean, that's what I thought too. I'm like, well, it's. I mean, even like, I'm like, well, it's got to be this one. Like, I don't think they're gonna. Yeah. It didn't seem like they were gonna do a head fake on you.
I'm glad that we'll see.
Just go for it.
I'm glad that old Joe didn't kill the second kid.
The
memory came just in time for him, but I guess it wouldn't have mattered because what's his fuck was already there to capture him.
Oh, well, is that what you think happened?
What do you mean? That's what they showed. The memory was coming, and he was about to change his mind about killing the second kid when all of a sudden he got zapped by
Mr. Fuck-up. I missed that. I thought they were just switching back and forth.
No, they were showing it happening at the same time.
Right, right. I didn't pick up on the fact that that's what he was thinking that. I thought it was just like, they were just showing these both things happening parallel to each other.
Oh, well, it's because they were literally happening at the same time.
Well, right, right, right. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Because it tied into the whole thing about how he would get the clear memory after his young self would actually, you know,
now,
do whatever he was doing.
I should mention, like, I had a friend that didn't like it at all, and, like, actually, I'm going to bring up his Facebook post about it, and I'm going to read exactly what he said.
Oh. Yeah, I have not seen really anything negative about the movie so far, so I'm interested to see what this person thinks.
He's, like, the only one that seemed to not like it. That I've seen so far. Okay, so. Okay, it's kind of a long post.
That's all right. Let's hear it.
And let's hear his
full name. What's his full name? So everyone can find him and yell at him. No, we're not going to do that.
Sorry, there's a whole bunch more comments on here. I'm trying to.
Ooh, exciting.
Damn, I can't find his comment anymore. Hold on. Sorry.
Well, if you remember the gist of it.
I mean, it was a long post, so... Oh, okay, here we go. For whatever reason, it didn't want to load the previous comments. Come on, little phone. You can do it.
Oh, this is Facebook. It's Facebook's problem. Facebook sucks.
Okay, here it is. This is my... This guy, I mean, I know him, through friends, so not like we hang out all the time, but, you know, I've hung out with him. His name is Jordan.
Okay, Jordan, what do you got?
He is a strong movie critic. So anyways, he goes...
He doesn't like movies in general?
Well, no, he's just very into, like, movies, like, the whole art of it. Okay. So I think he may be more nitpicky. So he goes, can you continue not to be able to grasp how JGL, like you, is a movie star? He has zero likability or emotion, or even worse, they try to give him some with stick-on T-zone appliances that never move between cuts. Stick on T-zone appliance. I don't know what that means.
Oh, they're talking about his prosthetics.
Okay.
Bruce Willis.
Like they stop motion his face in real time. The plot is a brutal mixture of contrivances, baffling character decisions, in which a bunch of professional killers act like every time they point a gun is the first time they've ever pulled a trigger, and much less the first time they have ever put a slug through meat.
I will give him that. There was a lot of stormtrooper aiming or inability to hit people with the bullets.
The writer/director continually calls his shots and then lobs up air balls all day long. I would like a website in which my dissatisfied money can be subtracted from the weekend grosses so I don't feel responsible for its placing on Monday site, a Monday side note for LA folks. Oh, sorry, I'm placing on Monday side note. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think he calls out a couple little things and then kind of just builds a dislike for the movie off of that, which I think is silly.
Do you think do you think they broke any of the rules that they established?
I think that they state, like, I think one of the things, because I read a lot about how the time travel just sets up the movie, and they only address it a little bit, like that when Young and old Joe talk to each other, they talk about it a little bit, and then they basically don't really delve into the mechanics of it, and instead they just work with it, which was nice, because so many things get bogged down by trying to make it make sense, but the fact is, time travel stories are never, ever going to truly make sense. That's just how it is. There's always going to be a paradox. There's always something you're going to find that's wrong with it. So just fuck it, and let's just have a good story. And I think that they did that. They took what they wanted to use as far as time travel mechanics and just put it into a story and made the story good. I don't really care if there was an inconsistency, because that doesn't matter. There's always going to be inconsistencies when you're talking about time travel stories. That to me is not important. The fact that the movie was good and I don't know what he's talking about. Joseph Gordon-Levitt not doing a good job or whatever.
I personally like him. I think he's a good actor. He's likable.
And he nailed young Bruce Willis. I mean, you cannot deny that. He, like, whatever, they had to put a prosthetic on him to make him look a little bit more like him. So what?
And they gave him contacts too.
Yeah, contacts. But that's so?
Yeah.
I don't know. And Bruce Willis himself, I think he did a great job. He had a couple of his
Bruce Willis moments.
His callbacks. He had a little, at one point, he seemed like in most of the Die Hard movies, he's always asking for aspirin, and then there's that one scene where you got any aspirin? And he takes
all of it.
and Bruce Willis had some good, I'm gonna kill them all scenes. And
Emily Blunt is attractive?
Yeah, she was alright. I thought that escort lady or whatever. I never caught her name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
She was all right.
I like Emily Blunt better.
I don't know who that was. I don't know. Emily Blunt's got the
butt chin.
Manly butt chin that I can't.
Yeah, but she's got a sweetness to her. Eh. And we saw the stripper girl neck in there. I was like, eh.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, still, come on. You know you would. Anyway.
I remember this when you see the movie. Froggy call. Just think about that. Just think about it.
That was
keep it in the back of your head.
I had to try so hard not to just laugh hysterically, and it was a quiet scene too. So thank you, Noah, for almost making me embarrass myself in the theater. Froggy call. That was you called it right there. Froggy call, and then it happened. That was awesome.
I would say the kid is creepy.
Yes, kid is super creepy.
I know I like him. He's not a very likable kid.
They picked a good, I think, child actor for it. He definitely, when he had that, like, Children of the Corn kind of look to him.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because it was in the cornfields.
Sugar cane.
Sugar
cane. Come on, buddy, get it right.
All right. I like the movie. The end is great. Nice end to it. I really enjoyed it.
Do you want to say anything else? You haven't been on in a while?
I don't know. No, I got.
All right. You going to Disneyland soon?
Oh, that's true. I am going to Disneyland, so I'll have maybe something to talk about with Tim. I'm sure that everyone will love to hear more talking about Disney. But Tim doesn't do that enough.
All right. Well, that's it. Remember, never trust your future self. Let me try that again. Remember, never trust your future self.
Yeah, just shoot. Don't ask questions. Don't pause. Don't wait. Just fucking shoot him.
All right, bye, guys.
Tancast Movie Reviews.
Hey, Tancasties and Tan Nasties. It's your friendly neighborhood word machine gun Andy. I'm going to review two movies from 2011 because my wife and I only spend money on a sitter and theater and popcorn and all the rest of that shit if it's absolutely going to blow our fucking socks off. One of these movies I kind of wish I'd seen in theaters. The other one, I'm definitely happy I waited and watched it on my tiny, tiny iPhone. Both 2011, if I didn't mention that already. The first one up is Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And I know that either Tim or Noah or both saw this in theaters, but I can't remember who. And I'm not going to do the homework to go back and find out. So, anyways, one of the brown tan casters already saw this movie, and as I recall, was fairly positive about it. I also really enjoyed it. The the biggest complaint that I have, and I seem to remember this was the complaint already voiced on Tancast, was that it seemed like there was a couple of classic lines that they just kind of shoehorned in. And I get, you know, fan service, yada yada, but they just kind of seemed a little out of place. If you've seen the movie or are about to see the movie, I'm sure when they happen, you'll pick it. Well, if you've seen the original Planet of the Apes and you watch this movie, you'll be able to pick them out. If you've never seen the original Planet of the Apes, you'll probably still be able to pick them out because I think they kind of stuck out like a sore thumb. It's like, oh, they're making a big deal about this, and the dude's delivering a line that sounds absolutely nothing like his character. That must be a line from another film. There were shit tons of references to the original series, though. Especially the original Planet of the Apes, but also some of the later ones. Like Escape from the Planet of the Apes and, oh shit, I can't remember the next one after that one. Anyways. So it is sort of a reboot, sort of a prequel-ish. I thought it was really, really well done. Somebody at some point is going to have a stroke and accidentally give Andy Serkis an Oscar for acting when he's not actually up in front of the camera, but when he's actually doing mocap and playing some non-human creature, like in this case, the lead chimpanzee, and I believe several of the other apes he did some motion capture for. But Andy Serkis is fucking genius. I mean, if you want to see the humanity in a non-human thing, go watch this or King Kong. It's still fucking blows me away. You know what? Go back and watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy, too. Fuck Tim. That's great. And Gollum, like, Gollum's probably the most human character in the entire movie, and it's not a movie with a bunch of two-dimensional characters. There's some depth to most of them, I think. But yeah, I mean, in this movie, for effectively a mute performance, I mean, he's miming the whole time as a member of a different species that has, like, different body proportions. That couldn't have been easy either. The CGI, every once in a while, I was like, yep, I'm looking at CGI. But for the most part, CGI is really starting to cross that uncanny valley, and shit is really, really starting, like, things that you've seen in nature, they're starting to be able to replicate those things and trick your eye. And that, just from a technical standpoint, was pretty fucking outstanding for me, too. But really, just kind of the overall story, especially James Franco and the guy playing his dad. Oh, fuck, his name just fell right out of my head. Ah, shit, this is going to bug me. John Lithgow. Fuck me. I was like, he was in Raising Kane. He was in Third Rock from the Sun. He was in this. He was in that. And I don't have any other Tancasters to jump on and, like, fill that in for me. But yeah, the relationship between John Lithgow and James Franco I thought was really, really well handled. Especially if you've ever seen, like, a parent or a grandparent who's having issues with, like, dementia and forgetting things and whatever. Like, they handled it as heartbreaking, kind of exactly like it was. Tom Felton, the kid who played Draco Malfoy, was decent, but I think they could have got somebody better. Also, I'm a little bit worried that, like, Tom Felton is sort of, like, getting just typecast in, like we need a guy to be a wormy dick. Brian Cox, he was kind of difficult to tell, like, whether he was a bad guy or a guy just kind of a little bit uncaring and doing his job or whatever. I thought he did a damn good job of sort of being, he's not quite a tabula rasa. There was a little bit of his internal state that leaked out on the screen, but a lot of it's just sort of like, you can't quite tell what to make of him. And I won't spoil for you whether you get to the end and actually do figure his character out or not. But, definitely when he's introduced, you don't know if it's just dread or if it's, you know, he's just sort of like a bureaucrat. But yeah, overall, fucking see it. And I'd say definitely put it up on something bigger than your iPhone. Like a I don't know, iPad. So the other movie I watched was also from 2011. Also sort of reboot, prequel, whatever, maybe. Okay, spoiler alert. I am going to explain whether it was a reboot or a prequel or whatever. And I think if you go and look it on IMDb, it gives it away right away. but I don't know when the movie was actually being marketed if they did that. So it's The Thing from 2011, which is actually, spoiler, a prequel, direct prequel to the original John Carpenter's The Thing from 1982. It was... You know how in a really good monster movie like Jaws, the menace is that you don't see the monster, so you don't know where it is, so you don't know where it's going to show up. And because you don't know where it is, you don't know how to fight it. And it could be hiding right behind you. Oh, it's right through that wall. Oh, it's going to burst out of the floor. Oh, it's going to come out of that guy's chest. It's sort of the same reason why I think Alien was a way scarier movie than Aliens. This is more like Aliens. Definitely no hiding the monster at all. And I got to say, the original 1982, again, spoiler, although the movie is exactly 30 fucking years old now, so if you haven't seen it, stop this, go watch it. It was great. I think I told the story on Tancast before of how my dad watched The Thing when I was a little kid, and I don't know where... Actually, he may have even been before I was born, so he may have been in his mid-20s. But he's trying to get from one end of the house to the other. Oh, no, 82. I was born. What the fuck am I thinking? Check your calendar, Andy. You were 5. Yeah, so I must have been like 8 or 9, because it was already being shown on like network TV, because we didn't have cable when I was a kid. And my dad watched The Thing, and like nobody else was home, or nobody else was awake, and he found himself having to turn lights on and off. Like, he'd run into a room and turn a light off, and then scoot back into the hallway that he'd been in previously, turn the light off, and then dash back for the lit area. And then, like, work his way across the house, light to light to light to light to light. And I went back and rewatched a bit of the 82 The Thing, and I think it stands up. I think it holds up pretty well. The 2011, kind of disappointing. Like, the effects have gotten better. I mean, you know, there's CGI to be tossed in, not just practical effects. But it's like every single time they're going to show anything, it's pretty well lit. Well, for the most part, pretty well lit. Kind of like right up in front of your face. You can sort of like watch everything happening. And maybe it's that I'm smarter and a bit more jaded now. And like I've seen more of these kinds of movies. So like I've absorbed more of the tropes of them. But there was one time in the new The Thing where I was surprised. Like, where I didn't know where the monster was going to come from. And when it happened, I was actually like, oh, well, shit. I totally didn't pick that. Every other moment in the movie, every other scare, every other what happens next, every other, who's got the infection now, everything else. Like, I called it all the way in order. A third of the way through the movie, and again, maybe it's because I've seen The Thing and I figured out, oh, okay, they really are doing a direct prequel, no reboot whatsoever. I started to pick out, like, early on, I was like, oh, okay, I know who survives. I know exactly what's going to happen at the end. I know who's going to go where and what's going to happen to who. Just kind of transparent and thus, like, not scary, not shocking. And again, watching it on a tiny little screen in the middle of the day maybe wasn't the best way to be scared. Maybe I should have watched it at night with, you know, a big TV and surround sound and the whole bells and whistles. But it was just kind of a shitty movie. And I'm certainly not going to go back and watch it a second time, because fuck that. There was, in Rise of the Planet of the Apes, a lot of subtle fan service. So not just hitting you over the head with the lines, but things like character names, where you're like, oh, holy shit, they reused that character name. That's kind of cool. Or, oh, hey, that little tiny bit right there references this other tiny little moment in the other movie. Except that, like, the humans and the apes are in opposite positions this time. So there's fan service and callbacks and references and whatever just all through Rise of the Planet of the Apes. In The Thing, if you have a camera shot that lingers a bit too long over one specific thing, it's like the director hitting you over the head with his dick going, see this? See what I did here? This is in the other movie. You'll see this exact shot in the other movie when they're discovering things. So, yeah, like I said, I went back and watched the first probably 20 minutes of the 1982 The Thing, and sure enough, there's like... there's all these mysteries in the beginning of the thing, like, hey, what's that axe doing in the wall? And they will have somebody put an axe in a wall, and then somebody else tell them to leave the axe there. It's like, why did you tell them to leave the axe there? Oh, it's because that's where it is in the other movie, and you're setting everything up. So, I guess in summary, it really felt like the later version of the thing, the prequel, was almost like somebody going through and figuring out where all the props needed to be so that they could make the first the thing 30 years earlier. I don't know if that makes sense outside my head, but I've already said the words, and I'm fucking not going to record this thing again. I already started it like 3 or 4 times. So I'm up to 12 minutes, and I'm sure that's enough of listening to me drone on and on. Nothing interesting to report in my life. Kid was sick, wife was sick. As you can probably tell by my voice, I may be getting sick. Or it could just be that my fucking 4-year-old decides, no matter how late he kept us up the night before, that he is going to wake up like it's a fucking school day every weekday day. And if you tell him to go downstairs and play quietly, he interprets that to mean, jump on your fucking head until you wake up. God, I wish I could nap. I'm just not wired to be a napper. God damn it. Well, that's it. Have a week. This week I hate... This week I hate getting woken up before my time. God damn it.
Tancast Movie Reviews.
Hey everybody, this is Tim. I was supposed to do a review of Taken 2, but I was at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale all weekend, so I didn't have a chance to see Taken 2. So I have no review for you. I suck. I failed you all. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to this mini-episode of Tancast. Remember, you can find our episodes at Tancast.com and not on fucking iTunes, because fucking iTunes won't put our fucking things in a fucking store! Fucking iTunes! Too soon? Sorry. Remember, you can like us on Facebook, download our episodes at Tancast.com, follow us on Twitter. All that stuff is at Tancast.com. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you to DJ Technoid for making the theme music, and we'll see you at the movies. Stolen from Comedy Bang Bang. Tancast.
And so what sucks is now I have to try and lose weight. Because I can't be missing a tooth and overweight. Like, I could be one or the other, but my personality can't support both. Like, I could either be a funny guy with a missing tooth or a funny guy who's kind of fat. But missing a tooth, kind of fat, screw that guy. That's where I would be. And I know, you're like, you need to lose weight? Yes, I do. I know it's skinny on top, skinny on the bottom, pudge around the middle. So, if you see me naked, and you might, I know you're thinking, no, I won't. We'll see. But if you see me naked, it's like stick, bulge, stick. Like, it looks like a garter snake that swallowed a tennis ball. Like, it's a really, it's an odd look. So I'm trying to lose weight. And then there's people who have lost weight that try to give you advice. You people suck. You give crappy advice. Oh, what I did? I just dropped soda. Boom, the weight went away instantly. I just stopped drinking soda. Oh, was that it? You're the kind of idiot that goes up to like a rehab center like, oh, problem with addiction? I just stopped doing crack. That's what I did. That's your problem. You crack. See, you cut out the crack, boom, you'll be all set. In fact, I think it's easier to give up crack than it is to give up soda. Because if you ever turn on the TV and see anything about crack, it's always negative. It's like, don't do crack. No. Turn on the TV, see something about soda, it's like, soda's amazing, soda's delicious. Aren't you drinking soda? You're a loser. Have some soda. And that's just like the Coke and Pepsi commercials. And then like other people come on, like McDonald's come on, like, hey, come on in, we'll give you any size soda for $1. Just $1. Small, medium, large. Swim home in some soda for $1. We'll just give it all to you for $1. There's no advertisements like that for crack. Like, hey, come on in to McDonald's. If you purchase a Big Mac, you get crack for $1. Come on in. It's a Big Mac crack attack at McDonald's. And what's worse is like these exercise videos, trying to do that, like this P90X. Have you guys heard of it? Oh, yeah. I can say, the lack of enthusiasm is exactly right for that stupid tape. Because not only is it hard exercising, the dude running the tape, way too happy about it. Because like, you're tired, you're sweating, he's just like, hey, here's some stupid jokes. And you gotta play this over and over again, and these jokes never get funnier.
I want a guy like me who is upset to be doing the workout just like three more, and two more, and one more, and pray for death. Okay, here we go. Why do we do this? Like, I want a guy to just come out and go, all right, look, you don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, let's just get it over with. In fact, that's what I want to be called. Let's just get it over with, abs, and you know, whatever, and I'll buy that.